This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Boiseans might recognize her from her 2019 art installation, Open Air Art Archive, which pasted portraits of refugees and immigrants on the sides of buildings across Boise last spring, if you remember that. Well, now Angie Smith is working on her latest photography project. It is called 19 Love Stories, and it's documenting through photography the experience of Boiseans during self-isolation. Joining us live is Angie Smith to talk more about this project. Wow, Angie, it's definitely a Friday. I'm having a hard time getting through this. Thanks for joining us.
How are you?
Oh, you know, holding up, you know, apparently I need to take a break from talking. So I do want to start with your history of photography here in Boise, because last year, I mean, what an incredibly powerful exhibit you had around Boise that featured immigrant portraits on outsides of buildings. Can you first just talk about that and your previous installations in Boise in particular?
Yes. So my work, my photography work in Boise really started with Stronger Shines the Light Inside in 2016, which was funded by the Boise Department of Arts and History. And that was a project that I spent about a year and a half developing. It was an exhibition that was outdoors in three different locations of downtown Boise. And it featured about 50 stories and portraits of refugees that now call Boise home.
That was powerful.
And then, thank you. And then a couple of years later, I got another grant from the Boise Department of Arts and History and Treefort Music Festival to create Open Air Archive, which was a photographic installation of historic portraits of Idaho's earliest inhabitants, starting with the Shoshone Bannock Native Americans, and then the earliest immigrant groups that came and really helped build this city.
So talk to me now about this new project. It is called 19 Love Stories, and it's really in response to COVID-19.
It is. Yes. I actually, I was traveling in February and March in Seattle and New York. And when I got home, I started to get sick a few days later and ended up getting tested for COVID because of where I had been traveling. I didn't get my test results for almost 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, through the Facebook Mutual Aid web, those groups on Facebook, and seeing the posts people were making, both of people who were helping others and also people who needed help. And I really started, it just became clear very quickly that that was going to be my next project, because for a while now, I've been wanting to make a project that would really start to bring Boiseans together, as just observing, you know, a lot of the ramifications of the rapid growth we've been experiencing. I really wanted to create a project that would start to bring in the voices of so many diverse communities, whether someone just moved here 3 months ago or whether someone's lived here for 50 years. So this was a really great vehicle to start that.
So how are you able to do this and still do the whole self-isolating? And I guess also I'm curious to know kind of what this looks like, right? I mean, is it, you know, interviewing people about what they're going through right now? What, you know, help us to visualize this?
Yeah, so I'm no longer quarantined, so I am able to go out and shoot. And when I do go out and shoot, I have a mask and I use a Zoom lens where I can stay about 10 to 15 feet away from people. So that's how I actually do it safely. And then what it looks like is really a combination of planned interviews. I reach out to people that I find on social media who have shared something that is a little bit vulnerable, and I just ask them if they'd be interested in being a part of the project. I also ask people that are already in my personal network that I feel brings a unique perspective to the table. And then I also just go out and take long walks and bike rides. And I just stay really open and I look for people that I just feel drawn to whether they would be doing this normally if it weren't right. For the COVID-19.
Is there a particular story or moment that stands out to you in this project?
Gosh, I would say I met a woman on the green belt who I just stopped my bike. I saw her kind of walking towards the water. It looked like she was just going to take a moment for herself to find some peace and solace. So I turned my bike around and I just approached her and I started to explain what I was working on in English. And she, after a couple of minutes, she told me, I don't speak any English. I only speak Spanish. So luckily I speak Spanish. So I translated, you know, the meaning of the project. And she said, yes, I'd love to be a part of it. And she told me that she had been laid off from her job as a dishwasher in a restaurant. And she had been laid off for 2 weeks and she only had $500 left and she didn't know what she was going to do. And I mean, that's one of many, many similar stories that I've interviewed so far.
So before I let you go, we only have about a minute left, but I do want people to know that this is not grant funded like your last installation was. So you're supporting this project and yourself through the platform. Am I saying it right? Patreon?
Yeah, Patreon. Mm-hmm.
And so how does that work?
Yeah, so Patreon is a platform where anyone who wants to support me or support this project can, my account is under 19 Love Stories, and they can just sign up to be a supporter. And for as little as $3 a month or $5 a month, it's just a pledge that you make to support me. You can cancel at any time or change your amount, but it just helps me have some sort of income and support while I am also one of the many laid off people that doesn't know where the next job is going to come. Yeah. So it's just one way to keep me out there telling these stories.
Angie, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We've been talking with Boise artist Angie Smith about her current project, 19 Love Stories. And if you would like to support her, go to her platform on Patreon and find her there. I want to thank all of you for joining us today and being a part of Idaho Matters. Thank you for all of your support as we continue to move through this alone, but together. My producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. It's Friday. We'll see you back here on Monday. I'm Gemma Gaudette.